This is the DBCC.com podcast with Mark and Steve Gray. Helping you lose fat and increase your muscle tone.
Hi, this is Josh Stapleton from the DBCC, and I'm here with Lucy Wainwright from DBCC Bedford, who has, under 24 hours ago, just done her first mud run with us. So I just wanted to have a little chat with Lucy about her experience in general. So, Lucy, tell me, how do you feel before the mud run?
I was very, very nervous beforehand, and I was sort of, I'm in an hour in whether I should do it or not, and I was encouraged by Josh and by Valeria and my fellow gym colleagues to get there and do it, so I did.
Not forced. Encouraged. Come on. Gently prodded.
Yes, so, yeah, it was good.
So talk to me about your routine on the day. So travelling down, how did you feel?
Travelling down, I was nervous because I went to Tara's house first and we all kind of travelled down together.
That's
so
nice.
So we were encouraging each other and so everybody felt the same, so we knew that everybody was nervous. But Tara had done it before and she was like, you'd be fine. And anything you don't want to do, you just walk around. So we were excited and nervous.
Good. And how did it make you feel? Because we did have a large group of people. I think there were just over 30 of us in total. So how did you feel meeting people, other people who perhaps hadn't done a mud run before, and some of those who had done quite a few mud runs with us?
It's good because you know that there are other people that are there in the same boat, and there are people that are experienced, so they know how you're feeling and they can push you along and get you doing stuff that maybe you wouldn't choose to do normally.
Good. So after the start, that's kind of like the most nervous period. How did you feel like 5 minutes into the race?
Oh God, there's a lot of running. So I'm not a very good runner, and I did run more than I thought I was going to run, so I was quite pleased.
Good. And what did you feel about the obstacles? Because I know this course has a lot of challenging obstacles, and ones that are quite difficult. And I know you made it over the very large majority of those, which is a massive achievement. So firstly, well done there. But how did you feel maybe coming up to that first wall that you thought was a little high or something like that?
I was nervous. I thought, I'm not going to get over there, but there are people to help you. And there's stuff you can do by yourself that you don't realise you can necessarily do.
So. Good. And the grand finale, what did you feel crossing that finish line?
Oh, it was amazing. Because the two obstacles before that were things that I would never have done, that jump off the frame. I was petrified of that. And I thought, I've got to do that. That's the one thing I have to do. And I did do it, so I was really pleased I did it. And the ice bath was horrible.
I, in fact, watched you jump off the big scaffolding. And it is awesome to see people challenge their limits. And I still get that feeling of achievement when I cross the finish line. I think everyone does. And it's great that we have people, the rest of the team, waiting at the finish line. So the question remains, will you be joining the rest of the team on the next mud run?
Of course, absolutely.
And have you got any inspiring words for those who might be in your position, who maybe are umming and ahhing about doing a mud run but are a little bit nervous right now?
Just do it, because it's always good. There are people there to help you, so just do it, don't be scared.
Short and sweet. That's Josh and Lucy from the DBCC. Thank you very much for listening. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Head over to thedbcc.com to leave a comment or find out how we can help you achieve your transformation.